Hello, forward wrestling fans. Before we get started with the show today, it's time to do a bit of housekeeping. Please do check out bwfradio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Board Wrestling Fan Radio going out live. You can also join in the chat there and chat with all of us and our resident chat person Maven Fan, who is notorious and famous and someone we really like. Also follow Board Wrestling Fan on Twitter at Board Wrestling Fan, as Joe likes to put it. That is Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. I am at Mark_Noyce, and Joe is at ThinkSoJoe, at Random Redhead for JT, and at G of the Internet for our good friend G, of course. And let's get on with today's show then. Hello, everybody. On this week's episode, it's quite easy for me to have something to talk about, because instead of telling you how great WrestleMania was, and Raw was pretty good too, I'll instead inform you of the wrestling we didn't get to talk about last week, because even though it happened, we were too busy talking about WrestleMania and the post-Raw, which we also take the time to predict these days. But anyway, as we all know, WWE isn't the only wrestling game in town. And for the past few months, it's been the worst wrestling game in town. But this week, we didn't really get a chance to talk about the other products. And so, in today's episode, I will instead of talking about WWE, I will be telling you what happened in TNA and Lucha Underground. And I will start with Lucha Underground, because it is near impossible to find a Lucha Underground recap, which means that I will in fact have to be reading this from... Well, I'm not reading anything. I will instead have to be talking about this from memory, which is hardly the easiest thing in the world for me to do, because my memory is terrible and is made even worse by all the wrestling I have consumed in the past 48 hours, including about 5 hours of WrestleMania, because I also did watch the second half of the pre-show to watch the tag match in the Battle Royal, the armbar. But with enough skipping, I would say I watched about 4 hours worth overall, because I skipped things like the music performance and the video packages. You don't need to get me hyped up for a match I'm already hyped up for. And then of course, 2 hours overall, although to be completely honest, I skipped the main event. I knew I was going to. I hear some of the chants were fun, but I just couldn't be bothered to sit through that crap. It's a shame that they took such a good show and then they gave it that ending. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about Raw or WrestleMania. I'm here to talk about Lucha Underground and TNA. And as I said, I will start with Lucha Underground, and I'm going to have to do this from memory, and it's going to be bad, because there are only a few things I really remember happening on Lucha Underground. I believe we got the next match in the series between Aerostar and I'm going to forget his name. When this week, I believe it was Joe who forgot Aerostar's name, but remembered the other one. Is it Arjanez? I don't even remember, but it was a good match. I'm just, as I said, I'm terrible at remembering things. And that was a pretty good match. In a series of, I think it's 5. I was sure it was 7, but I've heard it's actually 5. And that's going to be a good series moving forward. Like Joe said, a series between Dolph Ziggler and Bryan would be pretty awesome too, and we're kind of getting that. It's just being allowed to happen naturally. We also got... Yeah, I'm going to go through this very quickly, because again, I'm going by memory. We also got Son of Havoc versus... Oh, I should remember. Angelico, that's it. Angelico. Oh, I love that guy. I don't know why. He's just so cool. And I really love the... Well, for lack of a better term, the finger bang motion, where he makes a gun with his hand and fires it. I really enjoy that for some reason, and he's over with me just because of that. You know, I do think he should be a little bit less rapey in the ring, but hey, outside of that, he's a great guy. Very entertaining to watch. All of the people at Lucha Underground are entertaining to watch. But yeah, we've got the match between Son of Havoc and... I've already forgotten his name again. This is how terrible my memory is. I probably have problems I should be worried about. And Angelico with, what do you call it, by this bitch, Ivelisse in Son of Havoc's corner. And Son of Havoc finally wins, and he dumps her. It's so sad. But at the same time, there's another really hot chick on the market. So, yay. And yes, I'm aware wrestling is fake, and they're probably not a legitimate couple. But yeah, that match was also pretty good. I've enjoyed Angelico's antics with Son of Havoc and things like that. I just enjoy pretty much everything that happens in Lucha Underground, including their new belt, which we also got to see, and it looks pretty fabulous. This week on Lucha Underground, we also saw the debut of Hernandez, and I am so glad someone cleared up that it was Hernandez. Because, to be honest, when I first saw him, I thought he looked like a Mexican Undertaker. And that is a terrible thing to think, but it is what ran through my head, and it is what I thought. I think Dario Cueto called him Hernandez. If not, then one of the commentators did. And he got involved in the main event match between Prince Puma, Ricochet, and Cage, the man who is... he's called Cage because he's a machine, which makes no sense, but we live and deal with this stuff because Lucha Underground has way more good than bad, so we let it slide on things like this. That is my cat scratching and hitting the window if you can hear a random noise. No, cat, stop. One thing from this that I wanted to mention on the show is that I really hope that Prince Puma never finds out that Hernandez interfered, and that's how he won, because Puma didn't see the interference. And I just really like the idea of a heel, well, a babyface I should say, who wins by the actions of other heels and doesn't know about it. I want to see that. And if that's ever happened before, feel free to let me know. And yeah, I would quite enjoy seeing that. But moving forward, it looks like Conan has another guy in Hernandez, but there's no real way to know for sure if Hernandez is actually on their side. And Brian Cage lost the match and is not the Lucha Underground champion, so he does not get to enjoy that sweet, sweet new belt. That's about really all I can remember from Lucha Underground. As I said, there is no... well, there are some recaps, but they're audio ones, and I'd have to listen and hopefully remember things that are said. And that's not really very good for me, because I can't remember shit. That Lucha Underground, it was a pretty great show, and even though it was WrestleMania week, I hope you also took the time to watch the wrestling products of other companies. Including, of course, Impact Wrestling, which is on Destination America, and mainly a lot of other sites you can watch it on. This time on Impact, they were back in America. I don't know if they were in the Impact Zone for sure, like the actual Impact Zone at Florida, at Universal Studios. But they were in a pretty decent looking place. And because they're now back in America, that means Jeff Hardy is back. Woo. I want to make it clear, I am actually sort of a pretty big fan of Jeff Hardy. I see him as the John Cena of TNA, and I don't like how he's handled his personal life. That man has been given more second chances than anyone ever. And okay, fair enough, he's doing good this time, and I can root for him. But at the same time, he really is the John Cena of TNA. But yeah, he came back this week, and it was Hardy's revenge, because he was going to get his revenge on James Storm in Six Sides of Steel. Woo! And yeah, Jeff Hardy got the world's most awkward chant of Hardy's Revenge from the crowd. It was cringeworthy and terrible to see. We also got TNA X Division Champion Rockstar Spud versus Low-Key, which Rockstar Spud won via small package with a distraction finish. Who would have seen that coming? Because Drew Galloway came out and distracted him, and he now has friends, because, you know, it's TNA, we have to have factions fight, and everyone has to be in a faction or they're not on the roster. And it's just terrible, but it's what we live with. Please, TNA, stop doing that. Please. You already got rid of the authority figure, which is going better than I thought it would. You can get rid of terrible factions, too. There doesn't have to constantly be someone trying to take over the company. There doesn't, so please, stop. But yeah, Drew has two new friends now. One of which I'm told is Camacho, but I have no idea who the other one is. I didn't even recognize Camacho, never mind the other guy. Unless it was Hunico. Oh, that would be great. But yeah, it was a distraction roll up, whoop whoop, yay. And MVP teased a new member of the BDC to replace Samoa Joe, who just mysteriously vanished because he was never officially written off TV. They just kind of said, hey, Joe is not here this week, what a shame. That was pretty much what actually happened. I'm not kidding. Anyway, we also got Awesome Kong versus Brooke Asmacher. And Awesome Kong pinned her pretty quickly with the implant buster. She tried to put Brooke through a table, but Tarantrell made the save and they had a brawl. Yay, brawls. Woo. We got a pretty cool segment where Kurt Angle Kurt Angle just came out and did the whole title celebration because he's the champion now, which is apparently a Destination America decision. But yeah, Ethan came out and basically, a lot of people got involved, but the main thing to take away from this segment is that Ethan officially put himself in the world title picture, and it's about damn time. And yeah, a lot of people came out, and there was a huge brawl, which also saw Mr. Anderson come out, which wasn't that good, but oh well. I might change my mind. Maybe Mr. Anderson is the John Cena of TNA. TNA has a lot of John Cenas. yeah, we got Eric Young, EC3, and Tyrus in the match against Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, and Mr. Anderson. Yay! And the heels actually won. And then we got more on the Bram and Magnus feud, with Bram calling Magnus a coward and hiding behind his wife and child. I think they're married. They better be, or they're living in sin. That would be terrible. Bram hit on Mickey, saying if she wants a real man, then she can get with him. Yeah. She can get with me. I'll disappoint her so hard. And yeah, that just kind of happened to further the feud, which is still going on for whatever reason. And this week on Impact, they've got a special called Bell to Bell, where we will get Bobby Roode versus Eric Young, again. Magnus versus Bram, again. Plus the rematch between Lashley and Angle, again. God, that sounds terrible. I love you, TNA, but please give us something different. You can't make feuds last when you have a match every single week and it's the same fucking match. Bram and Magnus should not be fighting this soon. Bram should have been like, yeah, cool, you did it for your son, it's okay, man, we'll be friends, yay, let's hug and make up. And then a few weeks later, done the cheap shot and been a bastard. Well, anyway, in the main event of the show, there was a good cage match, and Jeff Hardy won the match by doing a splash off the cage, because it's Jeff Hardy, he does things from the cage, mostly falling on them to take himself out of action in time for the UK tour. If you've ever wondered why Jeff Hardy conveniently gets injured during the UK tour, well, just before actually, it's because of his past convictions and he's not really allowed here much. So, yeah, the same thing also happens when they go to Canada. In any event, that wraps up TNA. And, yep, they were both pretty good shows, despite railing on TNA for doing everything they've already done this week. Last week they did some decent things, and it was a good show. Can't really say I'm looking forward to this week's, but hey, WWE's doing good. I've noticed that TNA and WWE seem to swap on doing good. When one's good, the other's bad. When one's bad, the other's good. And they just swap. Whereas Lucha Underground is always awesome, so keep watching Lucha Underground. That's pretty much it for this week. I'll see you on Sunday as usual, 2 p.m. Eastern, which is now, again, 7 o'clock p.m. for me, because the time difference is back to 5 hours. So if you're ever wondering why I'm kind of tired during the show, it's because it's done in the late evening. Well, late afternoon, early evening. Apologies for these sounds I just made. So, yeah, I will see you then. I also need to do a new cold opening for the show. Oh well. For now, I will bid you all farewell. Keep watching good wrestling, no matter which company it is you watch. Goodbye.